Hey there, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, a podcast that I record along with my 13-year-old son Alex and my 10-year-old Max during our drive to school. Hey, if you like this show, please consider becoming a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/HeyComicsKids. You can support us for as little as $1 per episode, and you can set a cap on your account so you never get charged for more than what you're comfortable with. All the money goes directly to the kids, and they can spend it however they want to. So sit back, relax, and let's get this show on the road. And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. I'm here with Max, and he wants to talk about the Lego AT-AT.
Hey, everybody. So, in 2014, I got as a Christmas present an AT-AT.
Whoa. Do you want to mention that you only started building it 2 years later after you got it for Christmas?
That's okay. That's fair. It was a daunting toy. It was a little bit intimidating, and he got his courage up, and he did a great job putting it together. But I could understand being not quite ready to attempt it early on.
Mm-hmm. And so, but the Lego AT-AT is an amazing set. Like, how many action features it has, like the legs. This is something that actually is really cool. It may not seem like it, but the legs actually move like they did in the movies. Like, they actually kind of like move, like they kind of hard to move, the rusty hard to move. And I feel like that is a cool feature. The doors, the like sides of the AT-AT can open up, and this is something I had trouble with making the AT-AT, is that, well, it would tell you to put a black piece over it so that it wouldn't go off. I actually had to do it again, and just so I could get that part right. So that's just to kind of be real. You know, that's going to be kind of a tough part, is making the doors to the AT-AT. And it looks, it's very realistic to the actual movies. To Empire Strikes Back, it looks very close to the movie. Like, one, those trap doors, and there's a lot of stuff up in the AT-AT. And also, I really want to talk about the minifigures in this. The minifigures are super good. Like, what they've done with the snow troopers really amazes me. Since, you know, the old snow trooper mask, like the faceplate and the kind of like back plate and the back thing would be connected. But now, like, there's the face, the helmet, and then you take out the character's head and you put like a kind of thing in the kind of knob there, and then you have to do some decorating on that. But the mask really looks better and really looks cool. It really is a cool design for this character. For these characters, there's the AT-AT driver, and I don't know really what to call it. Yeah, I won't call it like a general, but it's those guys that have like the gray bucket heads and the gray suits and the gray suits, black belts. I feel like they're called, you guys probably know what it's called, but I don't. But the set is just like, this is also something that's, I feel is really cool, is that this isn't the first AT-AT they've made. And they've made tons of Lego AT-ATs. And that's really kind of sad for these with us and that, because now it has to prove itself that it is really a good model of the AT-AT. And I really think that it gets the job done. It's a really good set, and it's something that I would definitely suggest you buy. And this is another thing that you can see just by looking on the box, is that it's 15 inches long and 15 centimeters long. I forget how wide it is, but again, and you can just look on the box for it, about over 1,100 pieces on it. So really great Lego set, but takes you a really long time to build. This is kind of a suggestion, since on the full you don't have to follow this, but on the first day, I suggest you build like you build bag one and bag two, the second, three, four, and five, because four is a really easy bag to build. And then on the third day, you can build six and seven. And, but remember, they're all two boxes for five. So I guess if you want to do five, six, and seven, since there's two boxes for five, that's up to you. But, like, how they attach everything, like, you need to see the skeleton of this, of the AT-AT, really to see how much hard work wasn't just put into building the AT-AT, but what was put into building it through the designer's standpoint. Think of it. Think of being a Lego designer. You design these Lego sets. That's pretty much a given. You have to design. You have to make creative ideas for the characters. You have to make the sets. And if you don't follow it to the movie, almost directly in movies or TV shows, representation of it, then well, you'll have people booming it. It's really a lot of pressure that holds on you, because you have to do this almost exactly correct. And think of like all the retries, all the redos that you have to do over and over just to get the foot built, or just to get the head built or the body built. It's really something that I would say it's a worthwhile set. I definitely think this is, I would say it's my favorite Lego set that I've built.
Talk about this. How many times did you get it built up to a point and then realize that you had made a mistake because something wasn't fitting right, and you had to kind of tear it apart quite a bit, go back to where you knew you were right, and then start again? How many times did that happen to you?
It happened very much. One of the more specific cases is when the back, this was on building set number two, I think, or maybe it was three, but on the back, kind of like the tail part, even though there's no tail on the AT-AT, and at building a part of the skeleton where you kind of had to get it through, I kept getting it backwards, so I got my dad over here to help. Basically, at the beginning, on the Millennium Falcon, when I was having trouble, I got dad to help. All I need to say is that, we get the job done.
Yes, we do. And it's frustrating, isn't it, to have to tear apart something that you've built because you realize you've made a mistake. But that's kind of part of the whole process. We talked a lot about that this time, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It is just I know that even if you're a master builder, no, if you work on this AT-AT, you will have to tear apart at least one part of it down. Because it's not like the design was very bad. The design was great. It's just because it's a very complex set.
There's definitely nothing. There's no such thing as close enough when it comes to building a Lego. You've got to have it dead on, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other thoughts about this particular set?
Not really. It was like, it was a very good set. I think I've pretty much gone over everything that I could really go over with this set. Here, can I do one last thing?
Sure.
I would like to give a top five list of my favorite Lego sets that I have personally built.
Go ahead, number five.
Oh, how about a top three?
Okay, number three.
Okay. The TIE Fighter Advanced Prototype from Star Wars Rebels you get in this Lego set. And it's the TIE Fighter, but the wings are more bent. But it's not like Darth Vader's TIE Fighter. You know? So it's the TIE Fighter Advanced Prototype. And for those who don't know, TIE stands for Twin Ion Engine.
Show off.
You don't want to tell that to me.
Yes, but do you know what AT-AT stands for?
No.
Ultra Range, Automated Transport.
What about the other way?
All Terrain.
Automated Transport.
AT-AT.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go on with your top list.
Okay. So, to be honest, this set was a very good set, but this set was more fell under the thing of not enough Lego pieces. Like, it was a very easy set to build, but at the same time, it cost $48, Yeah, this set I definitely recommend you get it, but remember, it gives you a lot of fun from it. But remember this: it's not gonna be a set that you're gonna just walk out of there just having spent $15. It's gonna be a set that, but at the same time, you get an Inquisitor. Like if you get the Inquisitor from Star Wars Rebels. And so I made up a supervillain called Dolph Gallus. And I even made up the name before. I didn't even know what a gallows is, which is an execution device, I think. And so I used it for that. So in the Inquisitor's parts for that, like I said, and I even made another. We made some of the Inquisitor since I've been making my own kind of Lego Star Wars universe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to say that number two, definitely a runner-up for number one. One of my favorite sets. Took me a long time to build the Millennium Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the new Millennium Falcon. There's a lot of types of Millennium Falcons. I got this in 2014 for my birthday, I think.
It was a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, I got that set a while ago, 2014, since I remember the grandparents got their apartment near us in Manayunk in 2014, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we got that same year.
Okay.
So. But that is a set that it took me, it was hard to build. And it was the Millennium Falcon. I don't remember all that much to it, because sadly, it kind of broke apart.
Yeah.
And I really wish I'd kept it in better condition back then, but hey, you live and you learn. Also, did you know that this is more of a fact, to say that there was a new Millennium Falcon for Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
With Rey, old Han Solo, Chewbacca, Finn, and a whole bunch of other characters like the robot. I don't remember his name, Wasn't it like B1 something? Here. But number one, definitely, as I already said, is the AT-AT.
Mm-hmm.
AT-AT. I feel like it's called the AT-AT, but just some people think it's AT-AT. But again, all I want to say is that this video, like, all I want to say is one kind of bad thing about the AT-AT. And, like, it's that, well, if you push down on, like, the top enough, then the legs will, like, kind of start moving, like, this way and that, and it'll break a lot of stuff. That's something that happened with me a little yesterday, was I kind of was pushing down on it, and I had, and afterwards I had to fix a few pieces.
Yeah, it definitely does not bear a lot of load. Those long, spindly legs are more for show than for anything else.
But at the same time, it's very, very, very able to withstand the fall at the right angle.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it falls on its side, then it's definitely able to withstand the fall.
So the Avengers AIM Science Center did not make the list.
Yeah, it was a very good set, and I played with it a lot. But this was more of a Star Wars list.
Okay, this was more of a Star Wars, because I was going to say there was also one that we did that was pirate themed that I thought was really cool,
yeah,
too. And I was surprised that one didn't make the list.
Yeah, this is more of a Star Wars themed one.
More of a Star Wars theme, okay. Alright. Very good.
Well, speaking for myself, my brother who's asleep, and my dad, the Badger Buddy.
Good job, Max.